الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولا تقربوا الزنا إنه كان فاحشة وساء سبيلا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يزني الزاني حين يزني وهو مؤمن أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي صدق الله صدق الله مولانا العظيم فبلغنا رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين My dear respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us in this world for a short while so that we may live a pure life and we may return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a condition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create us in vain. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا Do you think that Allah has created you in vain for nothing? No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see how we fulfill His commandments, His orders, how we live on the surface of this earth. The whole maqsad and the purpose of our life is to live a life, a pure life, a life which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we leave this world, we must leave in a condition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with us. And that when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, Allah is pleased with us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bighayri hisab, without any accountability, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us Jannah. So this whole lifespan that we have, this 40 years, 80 years, 90 years, whatever lifespan we have, in this short lifespan of ours, we have to prepare for the everlasting life of the Akhirah. So there are many, many commandments of Allah. The entire lifestyle of a person, the code of conduct, everything has been laid out for an individual, for a human being. That this is what you should do and this is what you should not do. This is what makes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy and this is what makes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unhappy. This is what brings down the mercy of Allah and this is what brings down the wrath of Allah. Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in this world and he has explained it to us. So from amongst the many, many commandments of Allah, there is this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing full well Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the desires of man, etc. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded that if you want to fulfill your desires, then you must get married. And you must fulfill your desires in this way. It has been stipulated already. It has been explained to us. But if a person now fulfills his desires in any other way, other than the way that has been prescribed for us and has been explained to us, then that person now is gaining or getting the wrath and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the curses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us in the Quran, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا That don't even go near adultery and fornication. Leave alone committing this evil and despicable deed. You shouldn't even go near it. You shouldn't even do anything that may lead you to this evil and despicable deed. A person who intermingles with the opposite sex, a person who thinks about it, who looks at pornography, a person who watches immoral films, etc. These are all things that is eventually going to lead him to this evil and despicable deed. It is so evil, so despicable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that don't even go near it. Don't even go near something that will lead you to it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشًا. It is evil, it is shameless, immoral, immodest. It is such an evil and despicable deeds in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that it will take out all morality from you. It will remove you and strip you of your haya and your modesty as well. In one hadith, Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, إِذَا فَاتَكَ الْحَيَاءُ فَفْعَلْ مَا شِئْتَ. When haya and modesty comes out of you, then you will do any and everything you feel like doing. Then it will become very easy for you to break the other commandments of Allah. Then walking on the streets without proper clothing also becomes very easy for you. So a person will do evil deeds and he will think it to be right because there's no haya left in him. إِذَا فَاتَكَ الْحَيَاءُ فَفْعَلْ مَا شِئْتَ. You will do anything you feel like doing. وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. And it is an evil road that you are taking. Many marriages have broken down. One of the main causes of it was that either of the spouse was having an illicit affair. Once in one of the newspapers, there was a survey done that there was for the year something like 28,000 divorces that took place. And the main cause of most of the divorces was that either of the spouse was involved in an extramarital affair. So it doesn't only destroy an individual, but it destroys the families also. It destroys the children as well. It is such an evil deed in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked us to completely abstain from it, stay far away from it. As far as this ayat is concerned, وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَا وَسَاءَ السَّبِيلَ. An evil and despicable deed, very evil road that a person will take. An incident comes to mind with regard to Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, being young in a foreign country, he was taken away as a slave in the palace of a very, very beautiful woman as well. And she tries to entice him. She tries to call him towards her. Initially, she sort of flatters him and tells him that what beautiful hair you have. Immediately, he responds and he reminds her that this hair of mine is the first thing that is going to fall off in the grave. Say, what beautiful eyes you have. He replies and he says that these eyes are going to turn into liquid and flow down my face in the qabr. As far as my face is concerned, my countenance is concerned, eventually it's going to disintegrate in the qabr and there will be nothing left of it. Trying to remind her of the akhirat. But she still, وَرَاوَدَتْهُ الَّتِي هُوَ فِي بَيْتِهَا عَنْ نَفْسِهِ وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابَ وَقَالَتْ هَيْتَ لَكْ. That she still encourages him to come towards her. قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ رَبِّي أَحْسَنَ مَثْوَايِ إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam tells her that how can I commit such an evil and despicable deed when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been so kind to me? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has seen to every need of mine. But she was still adamant. She locks all the doors. وَلَقَدْ هَمَّدْ بِهِ وَهَمَّ بِهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains a very important point here that she intended him and he also had desires within himself also. That it wasn't that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was free of any desires. Every man has desires within himself, but he has to control those desires of his. Everyone has a desire to fulfill that lust which is burning within him. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the proper channel and the avenue for fulfilling your desires. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَوْلَا أَرَّآ بُرْهَانَ رَبِّ. If Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam did not see the sign of his Rabb, then perhaps he might have also committed that evil deed. The commentators of the Quran give many interpretations with regard to what was that sign that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was shown. It is said that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, one of the commentaries is that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam at that time looked up onto the ceiling and he saw this verse of the Quran, وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَ وَسَاءَ Abila written there that do not even go near this despicable act. Even if there is an intention to this, immediately you should turn away from it. And that is when Yusuf alayhi salam begins to run away from Zulaikha. And remember, she was one of the most beautiful women of those days. And yet, and he was young, he had all the desires within himself, but he runs away from that. Runs away towards the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honors him to this extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes him the king of Misr. So we should save ourselves from this evil and despicable deed. As far as the azab in the hereafter is concerned, very, very severe punishment will be given to a person who is involved in this. Unfortunately, zina and fornication, adultery is becoming very, very rife. Very, very rife in the community. It is as though there is nothing wrong with it. People take it, especially amongst the youngsters also in the schools, etc. It is as though there is nothing wrong with it. There's no problem in having a girlfriend. There's no problem with courting, etc. It has become such an acceptable norm in the society that now they have gone to one step further where they want to even accept the same-sex marriages. That one is zina is so evil and terrible in the community. It is such a terrible act, such an evil and despicable deed that in the hereafter the azab that a zani is going to get, the azab and the punishment that a zani and adulterer is going to get is so severe that his private parts are going to rot to this extent that other jahannamis will be parashan. They will be troubled by the odor and the stench that will emanate from the private parts of the zani and the adulterer. In one hadith, Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, "La yazni zani hina yazni wa huwa mu'min." That when a person commits adultery, when a person commits this heinous crime, such an evil deed, then his iman comes out of him. Hovers above his head. And according to one hadith, does not return back into him until and unless he makes sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one hadith very clearly, Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains and he says, "Man zana aw sharib al-khamr, naza'a Allahu minhu al-iman kama yakhla'u al-insan al-qamis min ra'sihi." That when a person commits adultery or he takes intoxicants, his iman comes out of him. Just like you remove your garment and you place it on one side. If that person does not make tawbah, then there is the fear that he will leave this world without his iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from this evil and despicable deed. And worse in the eyes of Allah, worse is that elderly person, that person who is now already a grandfather, and is still involved in this evil and despicable deed. He is still involved in zina and adultery. Many people are already becoming grandfathers. They are of that age and yet they are visiting some of those places that they never should visit. Zina removes the pleasantness. Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, three punishments a person will get in this world. That his pleasantness of his personality will be removed from him. He will have no barakat in his life. He will have no barakat in his wealth. And that person will always be deprived of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As far as the akhirat is concerned, that person will be raised up in a condition that Allah will be angry with him. He will be parishan and he will be flung into the fire of Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from this. We should consider and think. And many fathers are not particular as to what their children are doing in the universities, what their children are doing in the schools. They will allow them. Most stupid and foolish is that father who gives his son all the spending he wants, all the money he wants, and during the holiday period, sends him to Cape Town, sends him to Johannesburg, sends him overseas, and expect him not to commit any of these evil and despicable deeds. You send your children out in the rain and you expect them not to get wet. Or you take the butter near the fire and you expect it not to melt. Many stories we hear, many incidents we hear of families have been broken up because of this evil deed where either of the spouse was involved in an illicit affair, in an extramarital affair. So if we are involved in this, immediately we should make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And any person who abstains from this evil and despicable deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor him in this world. It is reported that On the day of Qiyamah, there will be no shade except the shade of the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there will be seven people that will be given special shade under this Arsh on that day when there will be no shade. Amongst them is Rajulun da'athu imra'atun dhata hasbin wa jamalin faqala inni akhafullah. That a person who a beautiful woman entices him, and he has all the opportunity to fulfill his desires with her. There is nobody there, no father around, no mother around, nobody to check on him. But what does he say? Inni akhafullah, I fear my Allah, I fear my Rabb. Allah loves this so much that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him shade under his arsh on the day of Qiyamah. There is an incident of a person from amongst the Bani Israel who was involved in many gunas and sin. And he was such an evil person that everybody in the community knew. Everybody in the community knew that this person is an evil person. But it so happened one day a woman came to him. She was parishan. She was going through hard times. And she needed some money. He was very rich. So she came and she presented herself, that he can do what he wants with her. He can fulfill his desires with her. But he must pay. He must pay her. So he got happy. She was a very beautiful woman as well. But just before he could fulfill his desires with her, she began to cry. He asked her, why are you crying? She says that I have never done this in my life. I am only doing this because I am hard pressed. And he said, I'm fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that time, this person from amongst the Bani Israel immediately got off her. He left the money with her. And he said that, see, if you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I also make tawbah from this day. The very next day or after a few days he died. And the people saw written on his door that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven kifl. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven this person. So if you protect yourself from this deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you pleasantness in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a good life in this world. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a beautiful abode in Jannah. Any person who protects himself after having all the opportunity of committing this evil and despicable deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise him with Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam on the day of Qiyamah. He will be made to rise up with them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. If any of us have fallen into this trap, then immediately we have to make tawbah. Those of us that are involved, especially a person in wedlock, person who is married and he is involved in this evil and despicable deed, immediately he should stay away from it. If he cannot stay away from it, then perform nikah. You are allowed 2, 3, and 4 wives. You rather do that. Some people are of the opinion, the society has become such. We are so far from a proper understanding of deen. The society has become such that you will look down upon a person who has a second wife. But you will not look down upon a zani. You will not look down upon a person who is fornicating and committing adultery. One person told me, he said to me, that when I took a second wife, another person who's supposed to have been a 5-time namazi, a person who outwardly you would think he's a man of understanding of deen, came up and told him that what was the need for you to get married again? Why did you cause it? You should have carried on knocking on the side. Why did you have to get married again and cause it? So this is our understanding and mentality. We don't understand the severity of zina, how evil and despicable it is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to it in the Quran, and innahu kana fahisha wa sa'a sabila, an evil road that you are taking. You're not only going to destroy yourself, although it is only between a man and a woman, or between two individuals, but an entire community is harmed by you committing adultery. One of the causes of murder becoming very rife in the community is because adultery has become very, very rife in the community. We want to know why there's so much of hijacking, why there's so much of shooting and murder, because we ourselves are the cause of it. Adultery has become very, very rife. There's adultery in the factory places, there's adultery in the schools, there's adultery everywhere in the universities, and we think nothing about it. One of the major causes, One of the reasons why people are inclined towards this is because we have made ourselves vulnerable to the invitations of all these things. And one thing is the television, that haram Pandora box that you have in your house. You have brought it in your house yourself, and now that Pandora box and that TV incites you towards this haram. Many young children are being incited by this Pandora box. And imagine fathers supposed to be of understanding of deen, supposed to be intelligent enough to know that this is harming their families. This is what is leading them towards this adultery, fornication and haram. And yet they will keep this Pandora box in the house. They will keep this haram box in the house. Now one step further. One is adultery is so evil. Adultery is such a despicable act in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now the ummah has gone one step further and they are committing the act of lawatat. They are committing the act of homosexuality. One is to do it. The other is to justify it. And sad enough, you will find that Muslims have voted for it. There are Muslims who condone it. There are Muslims who sympathize with this act, this despicable and evil act. In one hadith, Huzur e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cursed 7 people in the heavens. Allah from way above the heavens cursed 7 people on the earth. And cursed, and Allah for 6 of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sufficed with one curse. But one group, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cursed them thrice. Mal'unun man amila amala qawmi lutin. Mal'unun man amila amala qawmi lutin. Mal'unun man amila amala qawmi lutin. A curse of Allah. Most despicable and accursed is that person who is involved in homosexuality. And imagine people speak of rights. It is our right. How can this ever be a right? Such an unnatural, such an evil deed. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed the people of Lut alayhi salatu wa salam, the people of Sodom and Gomorrah because of this act. Such a punishment. Other nations were given 1 or 2 punishments. This nation, because of this evil. إِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الْفَاحِشَ مَا سَبَقَكُمْ بِهَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that no other nation had ever committed such an evil deed. No other nation had ever committed such a low and evil deed. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent 5 punishments upon them at one time. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a very piercing scream. Such a scream that their hearts burst. Then it rained down upon stones and pebbles rained down upon them. An earthquake took place. Severe winds was blown also, and their faces were masakh, their faces were disfigured, and the faces were changed also. 5 different punishments Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have destroyed them in just one punishment. With just one of his calamities, he could have destroyed and annihilated the entire nation of Sodom and Gomorrah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down 5 azabs upon them. Why? In order to make it known to the rest of the world, right till the day of Qiyamah, how evil this act is, how abhorred and dislike this act is in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yet, unfortunately, our government has condoned this. And sad enough, Muslims have condoned it also. Many Muslims sympathize with them. They say, no, it's their constitutional right. There's no such a thing as your constitutional right. The Quran is your constitution. The book of Allah is your constitution. The law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reign supreme. And the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always remain supreme. The law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs to be followed. And we have to understand, if any person holds the same view as these kuffar, holds the view that there is nothing wrong with same-sex marriages or with homosexuality, then there's a doubt on his iman. That person will lose his iman. He will come out of the fold of Islam. His nikah will break with his wife, a wife as well. And he will not remain a Muslim. He has to make tawbah and recite his kalima again. Because it is in direct conflict to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a proper understanding of deen. Let us not get caught up in the fitnas of this world. Let us protect ourselves from all this evil and despicable deed. Close to Qiyamah, you will find many fitnas coming. Many fitnas coming. We have to educate ourselves. We have to understand deen. And we have to hold on to Quran and Sunnah. Wa akhiru da'wana. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.